This is Down to Brass Tacks. Now, today is Friday, and usually at this time, there are some people who, on other days, will be calling us, but they tend to be in George Street listening to various speeches. But this isn't just an average Friday. This is the weekend that the Democratic Labour Party is holding its annual conference. This is the first time since she was chosen as president of the Democratic Labour Party that Verla de Pisa is going to be in a situation where others may well be vying against her. Now, I spoke to one person who confirmed that his constituency had put his name up, but at the time that I spoke to him, he said he had not yet made up his mind whether he was going to go forward to vie for the presidency of the Democratic Labour Party. I want you to tell me, though, whether you believe that anybody should move to unseat Verla de Pisa as leader of the Democratic Labour Party at this stage. And there are two aspects to this question. One, and they all revolve around the issue of timing. Some say that if you want to make a difference, you have to move early because you need time. Others say that if you move early, you help to create an environment of instability within the political party. Now, we, as the media practitioners, have seen, I could talk about brass tacks. We have seen a marked change in the response to requests for interviews and to come onto the program and talk about the issues as it relates to the way that Mr. Pisa has responded. Indeed, in the latter stages of the Democratic Labour Party, what we got was gross hostility coming from that party and from people who, as far as I was concerned, were rather politically naive because they never really understood that it wasn't the radio station that they were talking to, but they were talking to people directly. But having said that, the question still remains, what is your own assessment of the leadership that she has brought to the Democratic Labour Party in the past year? And if somebody wants to unseat Mr. Pisa, can that person really be from among those who were defeated at the last elections? What are the risks associated with going for somebody who was defeated, as opposed to investing in new blood? Because I also hear people say, oh, the Democratic Labour Party has to look for a completely new slate of people who were not associated with the last administration. Politics is a rather fascinating area. And I think you make a mistake if you believe that the Democratic Labour Party is dead because of what happened in the last elections. A lot of it is driven, though, by how the ruling party in any country handles the issues before the people. And if there's one thing that I have noted is that there are many people in Barbados who appear on the surface to have completely forgotten what happened and what led to the Democratic Labour Party defeat. So as far as they are concerned right now, that is a thing of the past. They are worried about what is happening today. The taxation is a big talking point among people. Some people cannot understand why taxation is as high as it is. And then when you add to that issues such as what's happening with respect to the garbage, the transportation situation in particular, the public transport system. You can sense at times a degree of impatience, because even if the government did not lead some of those people to believe it was going to be markedly better by now, and of course there are those people who say that the government did give the impression that it would have made a significant difference in leadership, those people still expect that there will be some kind of improvement in the situation. Beyond the Barbados situation, beyond what we are experiencing here, I've been listening to the international environment, and I alluded to that earlier, where you have what appears to be more of a movement to the right in several countries, in several of the developed countries. And if there's one thing, I was listening to a piece this morning about the rise of the fascists on the one hand in the United States, new fascists, neo-fascists as they call them, right-wingers, people who hate liberals and gay people and all of that. And then the emergence of a new group that President Trump has described as, I think we'd call it a terrorist organization. And this is an example of how the world has changed under the Trump presidency. Because what you have now is a degree of aggression that is emerging on both sides. So both of them, they go into the streets, and they not only hurl insults, but they hurl other things at each other. And we are now seeing over 2 years into the presidency of Trump, you're getting this hardening of positions and a fight between opposing sides. We then go across, though, to a place like Brazil, and you see a man who is equally as right-wing as Trump is taking positions that, right now they're discussing how the positions that he has taken have most likely contributed to more and more people going into the Amazon and clearing around away areas and setting them alight, because the fundamental point that has been made here is that he promised to make legal illegal behavior that was occurring in that particular area. Of course, Brazil is in a special place, and as a developing country, I think we all have to be concerned about their plight, because if the Amazon are supposed to be the lungs of the earth, then how, on the one hand, can the rest of the world say to Brazil, you need to protect the Amazon, but on the other, do very little to help Brazil to protect it? And for the people of Brazil to feel that they are earning a living in those circumstances. Those are some of my thoughts, and I want to get your reaction. Down to brass tacks. Hello? Welcome to the Hello. Program. Yes. Hi.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi. I just heard you making some comments about the situation in Barbados. I am not going to Brazil now, but I'll stay in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully remind you that after 12 months, I think this government has now been in power, 13, and they came in with no garbage trucks, down to 6 or 8. The bus at 40 or something like that. the sewage on the streets and the self course, the system down in, how much the effect, I don't remember exactly what name down there. That
Lakes Folly.
Lakes Folly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In growing bush and grass and trees, and the present minister said he had to get it up in 3 weeks or something like 4 weeks. Otherwise, we would have had a catastrophic unfolding down there, even worse than what he thought was on the south coast. So I don't know how you would think that people can be thinking this government should have done more than what they have done. I would think it was said, we thank the present minister of, I don't know if it's the environment or sanitation or a mixture of them. No, we have so many that they have done a fantastic job in bringing this country around to a stable place. You know, we have something, the outfall on the south coast that is helping. And hopefully that will soon be corrected. So I don't think we are going to forget quite so quickly as you think, or as you're suggesting.
Well, stop.
What the last government put us in.
Excuse me. Just answer this question.
Sure.
Because I'm reflecting to you some of what I hear out there. Mm-hmm. Just on calling programs. But I mean, when you communicate with people in groups and that sort of thing.
Okay.
So, am I alone in hearing people reflect that kind of mood too? Or you don't hear that at all?
You mean that we should have better?
Yes, and that a sense of impatience, a sense of saying, look, I hear you, but I expected that by now we would have been better than this. Impatience.
Not in relation to them doing better, but in relation to this situation being better. Because everybody realized you can't do before the trucks, we got the garbage. We hope that somehow everybody could do better, but you got to live with it until we get the trucks and the workers. There's a situation that existed and is still existing.
That means, therefore, that you are in a position where you have not had to tell anybody out there in the community exactly what you're telling me now. That you've heard a degree of contentment that says, I don't even have to address this particular question at all. Is that correct?
No. Well, where the garbage is concerned, yes. But for the roads, there have been a lot of cry out for the roads, even though some have been done over the last couple of months. You know, now that the rain has come in, a lot of the holes have opened back and people are... But, you know... That
what do you tell those people?
Well, I tell them that the roads were not maintained, so we're going to have to catch up and then put in a maintenance program that will see the future roads being done on time so that we have less to cry about where the roads are concerned.
So when you heard my observations, the things that I'm hearing from others, what does that stir up in you?
I said, well, those are people who are not around in the last 5-6 years, so they do not understand. When we heard even a simple thing, when the present prime minister, she was the opposition then, saying, I will give old people, I think a $50 raise or some kind of thing. The other people laughing and clapping and said, where she can get the money from, where she can get the money from. So I don't know how, on one hand, you hear, you see, and you know what was happening. And now, less than 12 months, they want some miraculous changes. I used to believe the changes will come, but in the not short term, you know, in the medium term maybe, we will see them.
Well, you are one of the people, clearly, supportive of the fact that the government changed and the course that the government has taken. If you had to identify any disappointment, what would that be?
In the present administration?
Yes.
I don't think they needed all the ministers that we have. I'm not sure that all of them would be able to produce, because there are so many of them, and there might be some overlap. I don't know for sure, but there might be some overlapping where one person maybe repeating what somebody else would have said or could have said or done.
I will tell you something. Practicing journalist is really confusing sometimes to determine which minister is covering what. You got to have a list of the appointments before you, because you really do get some measure of confusion. For me, it's a bit more confusing now than it has been before, but it can also that may be attributed to age, right?
I think the numbers would give you a problem of, who should be saying this or who should be, dealing with that. But apart from the ministers being so many, I think that what they have put out that they have done seems to be on track. And the Governor's Central Bank report and the others from the international seem to be saying that, Barbados is now on the upward trend, and hopefully, if we all put some effort into it, we'll get there.
There's a fella here who somebody wrote to me just now. He said, hooray, the electricity has returned to St. Philip from 8 a.m. until 5 minutes ago. They say that they're sitting on the veranda listening to a small transistor radio, and thank goodness they got batteries. But then he says, come on, Barbados, get your act together. I wouldn't tell you, he says, you're talking, but he says the country hasn't been brought around yet, so no praise yet. Basic infrastructure not in place. How do you respond to that?
My electricity ain't returning yet, but I won't put that as something for Barbados. I would say a mayor, tell them to look after the equipment and service whatever it is that produces our electricity and keep them up to scratch. I don't know why he would say Barbados. That's a mayor.
He wasn't looking at electricity alone. He was just reflecting on the fact that his electricity has been off so long. But he says, generally speaking, he thinks that the infrastructure issues matter, and he hasn't seen enough movement on them. That's what he said.
Well, I said that about the road. Yeah, I mean, I just said that. And the garbage, we said, but we don't have the trucks. I mentioned transportation, the buses, and hopefully we're... So I didn't skip over the infrastructure. I mentioned them. Maybe he wasn't listening
You did mention them. But this person down in St. Peter says that in the last 11 days, they have had 5 power outages. It is not enough to tell people to expect an outage. We deserve better, says that writer. All right, sir. Well, thank you very much for calling. Down to brass tacks. Hello.
Good afternoon, David.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
Well, I'm not 100% at age 97, but the Almighty has just given me the authority
to make
my breakfast, and my daughter takes care of me after the Almighty.
It is a pleasure to hear you.
Well, thank you so much,
You're the elder
David.
Statesman on this program. I hope you know that.
Well, I thank God for giving me the opportunity. I heard you commented that you learned that the party its annual conference started yesterday evening, continues this evening, and into Odeur. Something gone wrong.
It's 4 days, apparently.
I lost you there.
Well, we have you. We have you.
What could be wrong?
You're good. The latest cricket score, West Indies are 36 for 1 off 8.2 overs in reply to India's 297 all out. John Campbell, he was out for 23. The not out batsmen are Craig Brathwaite and Shamar Brooks. This is down to brass tacks. I suppose you also want the Ashes series too. England, 67. I should figure I see here. Australia lead by 251 runs with 6 wickets remaining. Australia leading by 251 runs with 6 wickets remaining. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon, David.
Yes, sir.
I'm hoping that we would be able to continue and not get disrupted. Something seems to be wrong with my line.
Yes.
But I sincerely hope. I'm not going to do a sermon now. I'm just going to remind the Barbadian public and the Caribbean and all good friends that the Democratic Labour Party is well and able and will continue the work started in 1955 by the late Errol Walton Barrow, whom I refer to as Skipper. Now, yesterday was the beginning of the annual conference. This evening, they're meeting again, and I'm hoping to go and spend some time on Sunday. I'm not enjoying the best of health at the moment, but the Lord has still blessed me that I can still make my breakfast. And after the Almighty, my daughter takes care of me. But I'm not being disobedient, I'm going to be obedient so that I will live a little longer. Yet the Democratic Labour Party, as you are aware, and you have sanctioned this, that we have done an able job in Barbados for the less fortunate throughout its term of office. And we are going to continue that under the young and brilliant leadership of Verla de Pisa. She might not have had a lot of experience during her short time in politics, but with the help of other people, including myself, she will learn when to say yes and when to say I will. And from my information, I am told that there was a good group of individuals who turned out last night. And I'm looking forward that the product we have had, which is your health, your education, and your other interested events that we have done over the years, will be brought to mind to tell the young people who are expressing their secondary education at the moment that we are still the party employing the greatest good for the greatest number. And I look forward to reporting to you after the annual conference how we are going to dispense the product which we
elections
have won
this evening?
Over the years.
Elections are this evening?
Elections? No. Well, no. Now, you're voting. I'm sure you're voting tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday. And we'll conclude it on Sunday, as far as I know. But by Sunday afternoon, we will know who are going to take the party into and run it carefully and successfully.
Who you want to do it?
Well, I am going to support Verla. I am going to support Verla. And although that I am not as active as I used to be, and I cannot be due to my age, a number of individuals have called me and asked me my opinion. I told them Verla decided to make an effort, and she has taken the claw hammer and the saw, and all we have to do is to guide her in the direction where success will be at the end of the day. And I have my hopes on her. She's intelligent. And we don't have to go in the mud. We don't have to go in the mud in no respect. All we have to do is to remember the product that we have had and still have is capable of carrying us through. And the young people will join us, the elderly and the not so old. And we are going to start as from Sunday night to let the Barbadians know that if the elections are called tomorrow, we are ready. If they're called 3 months from now, we are ready. Whenever they're called, we are going to be ready.
Let me tell you something.
Yes, my son.
Having spent so many years on the political battlefield, you know very well what must be said, even at this stage. Irrespective of what happens, political parties are always ready until the polls come.
I agree with that phrase, but I don't think that we have ever fluttered whenever we said we are taking it at that point.
Yeah, you were ready, but don't forget you were ready in the last election too, you know.
Of course we were ready. We failed miserably.
So you would say that you were ready to fail then?
No, you're not. We never went on the slate not to pass. We always went on the slate to pass. But there are certain things within the country, and not only Barbados, the Caribbean. We erred in some respects, seriously. And if the Almighty continue to give me my health, as I said, at 50%, I plan to do a lecture on representation. Good representation leads to excellent leadership. And we lost for having in power so long. We still turn up our windshield and thought that we were going home.
But what causes that?
They don't go home.
What causes politicians to behave like that in such a short period?
Well, it was not a short period. It was a period that they felt that they could hang up their boots. And that was not the time to hang up your boots. That was the time to clean your shoes and get ready to be on the go.
You didn't speak to them?
Well, I do not run for general counsel, neither do I go for executive. I still have an interest in the lunchtime lectures on Fridays, but I'm not active at the moment. But that is still going on, and it is carrying intelligence, so that the number of Barbadians, they have not forgotten what we have done, what we can do. Wow. So I will give you a report as soon.
Yes, I look forward to hearing it. Thank you very much for calling, Astor B. Watts. Australia, 143 for 4 of 47.1 overs. And England had made 67. Australia scored 179. And then this second innings, 143 for 4. Down to brass tacks. Hello?
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes. I saw that you were holding for callers. Anyway, the topic that you raised about performance of political parties and taking it in that general context, I want to make the point that apparently Barbadians have not been following economic developments. I mean, when I was warned about this way back, and we could see that we are not an easygoing country now because we're not getting the handout, so to speak. We're not under the colonial power, so we're not getting any benefits from them. And then the world order has stacked against us, OECD, then the common external tariff, there are all kinds of things that have been imposed on us. And the small developing countries are finding that they cannot compete in the world scene. So it has impacted on things like manufacturing, in a way, too, has impacted on sugarcane, and it has impacted on the international business sector. So we are trying to run a small developing country, providing all the social services that we used to provide when we were getting assistance, when it is really not as feasible as it used to be, and we are not focusing on growth.
May I suggest something to you?
Yeah.
I want your response to the notion that part of the problem has been created by the very developing countries, the wastage and the corruption and the kind of politics that is practiced in so many developing countries, puts us in a position where when we go to the international community, they question how we could be asking for help when we waste so much.
Right, because they don't expect us to be living a lavish lifestyle while they themselves have to subject themselves to the real order of life, so to speak.
That's not it. They don't expect us to be so grossly inefficient in the way that we run things and then want to run to them for help.
No, in terms of inefficiency, I don't know what you are speaking of in terms of us in this small country being inefficient.
You know, you and I can come wrong, because you know you get very upset when it wants to press you.
No, you can afford a press meeting. All right. I don't know what you're talking about.
Let me say to you, I spoke to you just now. You just spoke about developing countries.
Yes.
And I spoke to you in that context. I did not move it specifically to Barbados. I am saying to you that in general terms, this is what developing countries face when they go to the international community saying, help us. So I don't want to deal specifically with Barbados yet.
No, but I felt that I needed to touch on that because our problem is that we are not getting the support that we used to get, number one. So therefore, no matter if government comes into power, they will have to cut somewhere. The Democratic Labour Party tried different means. They tried to sell off more assets in order to get foreign exchange. They also decided that they could not afford to pay for education once it was post-secondary, because the original commitment was at that time to secondary education, but they determined that they could no longer pay for post-secondary. That was what had to give. Something had to give, and they gave in that direction.
Is that the only problem they faced?
Things, and some people went home as well.
Something had to give. If you haven't put your ears to the ground yet,
David, let me make my points now.
Yes, but hold on a minute.
The man who has written a book on these things, who has studied it, who has been involved.
Well, I ain't written a book and I ain't studied it. But let me tell you something. Put your ears to the ground and listen to all that the people said. Not just the little pieces that you take pull out. All.
But you want to let me finish what I'm saying?